Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, we find ourselves still dealing with a sign-up process for health care that's not working. And people are very frustrated, no one more so than the governor. So he's apparently gotten a new expert and also a new critic and somebody on his team, Congressman John Delaney.
Yes, just when you think things couldn't get any worse for the O'Malley-Anthony Brown team, they seem to somehow. The governor, he's holding almost daily press conferences, it seems, you know, to tell everybody that things are going well, and no, it's not perfect, but it's getting better, a little bit better each and every day, and as he did on Monday. And he's in the middle of this press conference, and people are saying, wait a minute, it crashed today. So he can't win for losing, it seems like.
Do we know anything about the new experts that they've called in?
Well, just that it was someone, a company that has helped the federal website, which, of course, has also been very troubled, but has been able to help them.
Well, Karen, you know, we here at WYPR checked out a report that this system was so misaligned or dysfunctional that it wasn't going to be able to be fixed. None of us are computer experts, so we don't know. We checked it out, and people said, no, we'll be able to put it back together. But everything that's happened since then makes you wonder if that early report wasn't correct.
It seems sort of like O'Malley and Brown have sort of dug in their heels even deeper. It's sort of the worse this gets, the more they're determined to succeed. Of course, Congressman John Delaney, a fellow Democrat, raised the issue last Friday of why don't we just forget the Maryland website? Just go to the federal website. Let's be done with it. They took that as, of course, personal insult and had a few side comments to make about the congressman at their press conference Monday. They said they're open to all ideas. We'll think about the federal website. We'll do this and that. We're just not giving up. It's become a sort of a manhood test or something here. And I guess for two people with political ambitions for higher office, it is a test of their leadership, and they kind of just can't afford to give up. And O'Malley says it's getting better every day despite the crashes. They had a record sign-up day last Friday.
You know, this refrain, it's getting better every day. Any question you ask, it brings on that answer. It's getting better every day. And even when it seems not to be getting better, that's what they're saying.
The old emperor has no clothes. That story keeps coming back here.
Well, the good news for them, of course, is that if it does get up and running, it's clear that a lot of people want to sign up and they think it's important to them personally. So if it does get going and seems to be a smoother operation, then maybe a lot of this will be forgotten. Certainly this is what Anthony Brown hopes.
Well, you know, the thing that I think is really discouraging for them, or should be, that Peter Bielenson, the former Howard County health officer, Baltimore City health officer, who started his own insurance program that's depending on this thing working, he is at wit's end. And so, that tells me that this is just in a really bad place.
Well, we'll stay tuned. We won't have any choice, Karen. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.